Hello.
Well, that's harmony as well.
We're getting better.
Hello, friends. Better. This is the podcast for Amelia, James and Hazy. We had a fun day.
Well, something really cheeses you off, though.
Oh, it really does when people walk on the wrong side. When they walk right instead of staying left. You guys are idiots. It's in
it
there.
Was the debate that stopped the nation. Where should you walk?
I had a procedure done.
You sure did.
You sure did. And you look fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Very top heavy, if you know what I mean, but well done.
And while we're on the topic of things that have happened to me, I'm also going to list my top five appliances, so wait for that one.
Okay, well, let's throw to some chubbiness. James, you got a story?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was a study that came out that said that women love an old man with some chub on the bod. And we had some callers who cracking a moistie for the chubby older man.
And finally, we spoke to Ben Robert Smith, who is a VC recipient, a very honourable man, about Anzac Day and things like that. So it was really nice to chat to him. It's all in there, friends. It's good gear. Trust me. Anyone else want to say something?
Yeah, it's fine.
Get it in your ears. It's
get
lovely.
It in your ears.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Amelia, you're looking very perky in more ways than one.
You know, guys.
You look uplifted.
Thank you. Well, you know, I've had a couple of weeks off work and in my spare time I had a procedure done.
Oh, my God.
Have you had your
God.
Face injected with the Botox poison?
No, I haven't.
Because you look radiant.
No, I definitely haven't.
Oh, have you had your lips done?
No. I feel like you should notice that first off if I did, though.
Oh, I'm a professional, mate. I'm looking
He's
at
a lips
your
man.
I'm not looking at your physical parts. I'm looking at your
this
soul.
This one's a bit more subtle.
Yeah. We don't see you physically, Amelia.
Well,
we recognise you as a person.
That's good, because this one is not as obvious, but celebrities like Rihanna, Madonna, Natalie Imbruglia have all done it.
Amelia Mulcahy.
People as famous as Natalie Imbruglia, that woman who had that song that one time.
Torn. And that's why I thought I would join the list. No, that's not why at all, but I'd heard about it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take the plunge. I have a couple of friends who are doing it. And they recommended a place on Unley Road that I could go to get it done. And so the other day,
anticipation.
I had this procedure done.
Yeah.
And it claims that once you have it done, it will produce collagen in your body.
Oh.
Which, of course, reduces wrinkles, guys.
Mm.
And it can boost your immunity.
Now, this isn't one of those whale placenta things, is it?
Oh, yeah. God, that's disgusting.
I've heard a lot about whale placenta.
Look, no, not that I was aware of. I had a vitamin infusion.
Oh. What does that involve?
You kind of get like hooked up to a drip and it's all vitamins which go into your body.
What, they inject you?
Sort of, yeah.
What do you mean sort of? Is there a needle going into you with
fluids?
Yeah. That's like an injection.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
It is.
So you got injected
It's
with
something
vitamins.
I would never usually do, but I went away on holiday. I went to Sydney and a few places for a wedding.
Well, when in Sydney, do as the Sydneyans do.
Well, no, I didn't have it done in Sydney. I had it done here.
Oh, that's right. Only right.
And as always, if someone on a plane is sick, I will get it. I will get the cold. Yeah. I will get the flu, whatever it is. And this one, it just hooked me in. It said it boosts immunity. So I thought, you know what? I've tried everything else. I'll give this a crack.
How much did this procedure cost?
Yep. That's what I want to know.
It wasn't cheap.
Tell us the
couple
exact
of
price,
what?
Please.
No, hold on. A couple of dollars?
You're talking to two blokes who, I think it's fair to say, James, that you and I, we don't have money to spare that much,
no,
do we?
No, we are struggling artists.
I would not usually pay this much money. It was a couple of $100.
Oh, my God.
For
$200 bucks.
For some mineral water.
Are
it
you
wasn't
serious?
Water. It's apparently, it's all these vitamins and stuff.
Hey, mate, I've got a vitamin fix for you. Mm. Costs $3.50 for a pack of 12. Look at this. It's called a Barocca.
Yeah, get your BB bounce back.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Guys, there's something that's really been infuriating me. What's that word that I just said?
Infuriating.
It's making you so angry you can't
make me angry.
Good.
That's easy for me to say. And I found an article which just, I mean, it's absolutely on point. It's about walking, specifically in Australia, keeping to the left. People are rogue walkers.
Oh, God.
Not in this, in everywhere. It's disgusting. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I know 100% what you're trying to say, and I can't believe we even need to write an article about this, because that's what you do. You keep left.
Exactly.
But you know what? Now that I've said that, we totally need to write an article about this because no one keeps left anymore. And they're kind of people who are walking on the right want me to get out of their way. And I'm like, no, it's keep left.
Exactly. Exactly right. If I go into the escalator in Rundle Mall, I don't want to get there quick.
Escalator in Rundle Mall.
What's the thing that goes down? Like
yeah, like in the Meyer Centre or something. There isn't one in Rundle. There used to be one in
Rundle Place.
Rundle Place, yeah.
Rundle Place. I'm always getting all mixed up. I want to get there quickly. I want to get to the right. But then
I reckon
there's always a two-prong attack in front of me.
Yeah. Calm down.
You would say this.
We live in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
We live in the greatest big town in the world. That's why I choose to live in Adelaide.
You're the issue, mate.
Just enjoy life. Don't have this, you know, you go to London and people, yeah, they walk fast. Yeah, they're using the right side of the elevator or whatever. But you know what? They're deeply unhappy. This is the joy of it's
you're
free.
Not deeply unhappy. They're getting to places
around,
on time.
Nah, you walk around Melbourne, you walk around London, you look at people, they're busy, they've got their faces down, and they got a frown on there, but not in Adelaide.
Right,
people
exactly.
are joyful, and you're trying to rip that away with your fascist walking policies.
We're behind the times. We're behind it. It even says in this article, when you visit places like New York or Hong Kong, places with huge populations but complete pedestrian harmony, you wonder, what is wrong with Australia?
Where is the knowledge we have lost in information? What do we lose when we get to that point? Yeah, we could all walk around and have a nice orderly time. No, I'm getting passionate. I'm standing up for this.
I know, I've noticed that. You were previously almost horizontal and now
I'm a dazer. I walk around in a daze. I have my thoughts. I have my feelings. I'm on my iPhone. I got my music on. I'm just enjoying
okay,
my
here's a message
thoughts.
From everyone else to you. Get out the way.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Just grow up.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
We'll right now be chatting with one of our most decorated military men, Ben Robert Smith, a Victoria Cross recipient. Mate, thank you very much for chatting with us.
No problem. How are you guys?
Very good. Now, it's lovely to speak to you this morning. And before we sort of get into what you're doing this Anzac Day, we just want to go back to the moment that you were awarded a Victoria Cross for. So it was in 2010. It was a chopper assault in Afghanistan. Just talk us through what happened and what was going through your head at the time.
We'd landed in a valley in North Kandahar province looking for a senior Taliban commander that we'd been targeting, so a guy we were trying to capture. But unbeknownst to us, the enemy had massed there and there was around 100 insurgents on the ground at the time, and we ended up in a battle that would last for around 13 hours. And every man at some point in that day would be fighting for their life. But the reality for us was we got into a position halfway through the valley where we were sort of pinned down by a machine gun position. I had three machine guns and my team was tasked to go and remove that obstacle so we could continue with our mission. And that's what we did. You know, so myself and my teammates had to conduct a frontal assault of this elevated machine gun position. And I suppose the rest is history. But what I will say is people often talk about the VC and obviously I'm proud of that. But I can say that I'm nowhere near as proud of that as I am to be able to count myself amongst that number of men on that day.
I was reading over the weekend about how Anzac Day has changed and the way it's celebrated has changed in a massive way, and that it's so much more well-attended now, and it's a much bigger deal in our national psyche. Apart from the fact that you're obviously now a hero and you would have been a child when you were young, in the last 30 years, how have you seen Anzac Day change?
It's interesting because the reality was basically we hadn't had a prolonged conflict since Vietnam.
Yeah.
So that 30-year period you're talking about was after one, what was considered a really unpopular war in Australia because of the politics of the time, certainly not because of the service men and women that fought there because they are Anzacs just like we are and they lived that legacy. But that period was, I suppose, a period when people were sort of shying away from it because we got mixed up the politics with the service.
Do you think, Ben, do you think kids these days and people growing up are celebrating it in the right way? Because for me personally, like I had a grandfather that served who's since passed away. So Anzac Day is a time where, you know, I think about him. But what about people who don't sort of have, you know, a family connection or even people that are new to the country? Like is the spirit still there? Are we celebrating in the right way?
Well, look, I mean, Anzac Day is actually a time to commemorate that service. So we're commemorating that. And for example, you know, we have the dawn service in the morning and that is a time when I think about the mates I've lost and my family that served and all of the Australians that have given or sacrificed for us so we can live in this great country. But importantly, I mean, you use the word celebration, and I actually think Anzac Day is a good day to celebrate what is great about being Aussie.
Absolutely. Man, just quickly, mate, you're a giant man. Like, is there some kind of weight program that you're into? I mean, what do you eat as well?
As you want some tips.
Weet-Bix, mate. But it doesn't always work out well for me, put it that way. It's not preferable in battle to be, 200 centimetres tall, trust me.
Hey, Ben, we're going to see you tomorrow night on SA Weekend, and I believe you've got a bit of a connection with Adelaide. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, the team at SA Weekend identified that most of my family, from both sides, were from Adelaide originally. So
that's
where I grew up. I spent a lot of time, at Magic Mountain at Glenelg.
Oh, yes. Know that well.
The big poo, yeah.
But then what they were able to find were the houses and so forth that my great relatives lived in, and were the buildings that they were living in when they signed up to go away to World War One, to Gallipoli. And one of those buildings is actually Jolly's Boathouse.
No.
That's actually one of my family homes. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we went back there and we're looking at the enlistment certificates. And my great uncle, when he signed up, place of residence, Jolly's Boathouse, across the road from the Torrens Parade Ground.
That's fantastic. Wow. I wonder if your cooking's as good as the food they make there, Ben.
Well, I asked him if I could get my my equity back in that business.
Thank you so much for making the time to join us. We really appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
What a fascinating story.
What a man. Like, truly inspirational, seriously. Just one of the all-time greats.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
It's time for the top five. Now, last time we did this, James gave us his top five fast food places, which
indeed.
Is so James, isn't it?
Well, look, this was a segment Amelia originally came up with weeks and weeks ago, but I think I must be credited with popularizing it. I brought it to the people.
Oh, just you wait to hear my contribution this week. Now, it all came about because I found this article. Dolce & Gabbana have started designing some kitchen appliances. Last year, they made fridges, which sold for a cool, see what I did there, $45,000.
Are you shopping for a Dolce & Gabbana appliance?
I definitely am not. That's ridiculous. I did read a magazine, though, when I saw it in there, and I was like, oh, that's a cool fridge. And then I looked at the price tag, and they went, oh, not for that. Anywho, so I thought I would come up with my top five appliances.
Fair enough.
You ready for this, guys?
Very exciting stuff.
Let's do it.
Number five is my hairdryer. I have a really good hairdryer. I spent a bit of money on it, and I'm quite happy with it.
Wow. Pretty insensitive. Pretty insensitive is number five for people without hair, but go on.
This is my list, mate. Number four.
Go on.
Number four.
Sound effect.
Hit the button. It's a clothes steamer because I really don't like ironing, so I have a clothes steamer. I got it on sale. Number three.
This is la-di-da sort of. What is that?
It's my coffee machine.
Now, hold on. What sort of coffee machine do you have? No.
God,
that sounds like a fancy one with the milk, but I don't think you got that one.
It sounds like a screaming animal.
I've got an espresso machine. I really like it. Number two is a Vitamix. It's a blender.
A Vitamix.
And number one, this is my...
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
There's a lot of pressure.
You ready, guys? Number one, my favorite appliance.
Are you ready, James? Brace yourself.
Is my Dyson. I love my Dyson vacuum cleaner. Seriously, if you have not used one, they're different to other vacuum cleaners.
This is the most bougie list. I'm going to complain about this list now.
You should, mate. I'm with you.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Ladies, stop asking strangers to walk you home. It's asking for trouble.
I'd never do that.
Well, you're a right-thinking young lady.
Yeah, you're street smart.
You're street smart. Now, I've read this study on book smarts, if I may bring up a little intellect for a moment.
Oh, please do.
A study. Bring a little class to this here network.
Oh, that's unusual for you. Continue.
I appreciate that. I'm going to assume that was said in good spirits. There has been a study has come out, guys. A study that says that women prefer sensually a slightly chubbier man. An older, chubbier man with a dad bod. The dad bod is hot. Is this true, Amelia? You love a bit of the dad bod?
That's a no.
It's a no. It feels like a no to me.
No.
You may not know what you want. You haven't done the study.
True. I clearly need to do a bit more research.
Even if the women don't know, they are subconsciously attracted to the dad bod. Hazy. you're looking a bit dad body.
Well, that's the thing, mate. I went on my honeymoon. I put on 6 kilos and I've managed to maintain that weight. Also, over the last few weeks, I've been sprouting a lot of grey hair. So I'm on track to fall into this category. But seriously, come on. No one's looking at blokes who, you know, a little bit fat, possibly got that gut that means when they go to the urinal, they don't really know what's going on and going, that guy's sexy.
Stop it.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, there are plenty of celeb dad bods out there. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's quite DiCaprio, people find famous him, for having a dad bod.
Daddy Trump. Trump got a dad bod.
I don't know if anyone's into
Melania's him. Melania's very attractive. He scores well. Done.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Don't know if anyone's attracted to him. A little bit
chubby. No, the best looking ladies in North Korea can't get enough for Kim Jong-un. It's the only way to get a feed.
What about this, Amelia? I'll put this on you. So it all comes down to how successful they are, isn't it? Isn't that right?
So, I don't know if that's necessarily it.
Let's take two blokes and we're going to compare them. You have to choose one to spend 5 minutes in a dark room with. Both, you know,
reasonably
successful politicians. Tony Abbott or Clive Palmer. Ooh. Two very different body types.
I don't
types.
Want to spend time with any of them.
Yeah, but you have to choose one. That's the game.
This is either or. You don't actually have to. We don't have them in an adjacent room.
We're not going to force you.
And the thing is that I haven't met either of them.
The personality actually, it's more personality driven. So I think men with a chubbier bod probably have a better personality. They've worked on their personality. They've not been down the gym.
Yeah, sure. I think you need to meet them. I think everyone's different.
Well, see, this is an odd thing because men totally don't have this with ladies. Like a lady will go to a man, he doesn't make enough money. Oh, you know, I'm not interested. It's much more interested, you know, if he's an interesting person, doesn't matter as much about the body. That's what the study says. But no man has ever gone, look at that beautiful, intelligent, sexy woman. Oh, she only makes $30,000 a year? Not interested.
No.
Can't tell you. I would dispute that.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Amelia, looking for the money.
I'm not.
So what we want to know on 13, 10, 60 is women, are you attracted to older, slightly chubby men? Now, this 13, is a scientific 10, fact.
Now, the emphasis is slightly chubby. You know.
Slightly chubby.
Well, how chubby? There needs to be a cutoff. Like,
I don't know. It depends how tall and big they are.
Can you grab a handful of man boob?
I don't know. I think slightly chubby. So it's, you know, not necessarily morbidly obese, but, you know.
Yep. Or
semi-obese.
Do you have a dad's bod yourself and you're rocking it?
Do you love the dad bod?
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
13, 10, 60. We are talking dad bods. A study has come out. It says that women apparently prefer men who are slightly chubbier.
So debatable.
With a dad bod.
Well, it's certainly been my experience since I got to a dad bod level.
When was that?
A couple of years ago now.
Were you chiseled before that, were you?
I was ripped, mate, but then I got the dad bod, more like the daddy bod.
Oh, you're
People
ridiculous.
Can't get enough.
You are ridiculous. So we want to hear from you, 13, 10, 60. Do you like the dad bod? Are you a dad with a dad bod?
Linda from Flagstaff Hill, you think that this is just absolutely ludicrous, am I right?
Absolutely rubbish. Science doesn't make any sense. You've got to give a rough hug abs any time, but dad bods, no.
Yeah.
Look at that coming out hard against science there. It's a rough call to make.
Well, I've tried both sides, and I think, no, the rock hard abs is way much better than the chubbiness.
Linda, I've got to wonder who was interviewed for this study. That's for sure.
Exactly. Obviously,
women of
I don't
refined taste.
I feel like the person who did this, their husband or spouse, was a little bit chubby, and they're trying to make excuses for his chubbiness.
You reckon?
Is that fair?
No, scientific method, chubbiness, hot.
Sarah, Evanston Park, you're against it as well?
Oh, yes, gee. Most definitely. Yes, I think the modern Australian woman, regardless of whether they're a dad or not, shouldn't have a dad bod. We want someone that's fit and tall and handsome and does the washing and can carry himself well. Yes.
All right. Well, good luck finding that man.
Yeah.
I've got him. 15 years.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Dad of two, so maybe he should be the science experiment in this one.
Shape up or ship out?
Does he have a six-pack?
He has, it's a little hidden
dodgy
in there, but he's fit, he's healthy, he's happy, and, you know, I think that's the main thing. You don't have to be a model, but I think we're all happy with somebody that looks after themselves.
You look after yourself, yeah.
So what I'm trying to ask is, when he goes to the urinal, he's comfortable with what's going on down there, he's got full vision.
Oh, full vision.
I can't believe this is what you're relating this to.
I've got to say, I think if you get past full vision, any obscured vision, you're beyond slightly chubby.
Jess, you love a dad bod.
I do.
Oh, Jess, tell us why. What's going on?
I don't know. I love them. I'm only 23 and I just think they're so hot.
Really?
Well, the other part of this study, wrong. Jess, is that slightly older as well. Have you met?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, not like too old.
No, you know, slightly is the key 30, word.
33 at the oldest.
So, Jess, are you telling me that if you went home with a bloke and, you know, things went to the next level and he took his shirt off and you saw abs, you'd be like, oh, God, get out. Get out. You're kicking out of bed.
No, definitely not. I do like abs as well, but I'm not opposed to dad bod.
Well, there
that's
you go.
Nice.
Glorious news there. People talking sense out there in Adelaide today.
Very nice work. Nick from Langhorne Creek, tell us your story.
Well, I've actually got a mate rocking the dad bod, and he is a slayer. Girls are loving the dad bod these days.
He's a slayer.
He's a slayer. He's putting kills on the board.
Exactly. He is a good-looking dude, and he has got a better personality than a fit, rock-hard, abbed gym junkie. It's all about the personality,
I think. What I'm saying. Gym people are not interesting people.
That's exactly.
They're not interesting people. They're shallow.
I think what we can all take away from this is let's not stereotype people. How about that, guys?
Oh, there you go.
Nah, here's one stereotype I'm happy with. Dad bod's sexy.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.